From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost his chances of winning was ridiculous. Trump defeated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump spoke on the television news program Fox News Sunday.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why. And I think it's just, they talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's, down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
Trump told Fox News that he does not oppose President Barack Obama's order to review cyber attacks the CIA concluded came from Russia during the lengthy presidential campaign. The CIA said it had high confidence that Russia sought to help Trump win. An explosion at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral complex Sunday has killed at least 25 people and wounded nearly 50 others. Egypt's official news agency reports an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at St. Mark's in Cairo's Abbasia district. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A VOA reporter at the scene says the attack happened during the 10 a.m. service Sunday in an area with mostly women. Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, declared a three-day state of mourning after the blast. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 others in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group seen as an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match ended. Turkey's interior minister said 30 police officers were among those killed. Authorities say the blast targeted a bus carrying riot police from the Vodafone Arena on the shore of the Bosphorus. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra during what has become a back-and-forth battle for control of the famed desert city. Earlier Sunday, the British-based monitor group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and the Russian Defense Ministry said more than 60 Russian airstrikes had forced Islamic State fighters to pull out of the ancient central Syrian city not long after the extremists fought their way into the city. The observatory said fighting continued outside the city. A massive truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 16 people and wounding many others. The blast hit security forces and port workers. The commander of Mogadishu's police force told VOA Somali authorities are investigating whether the truck was driven by a suicide bomber or was parked there earlier. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group said a suicide bomber drove the vehicle into a security station outside the seaport, but witnesses and police said the truck bomb hit near the port's tax office as dozens of employees and laborers were lined up as they arrived for work. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors in the debris following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria, killing at least 60 people. Several local officials were in attendance when the roof fell, including Odum Emmanuel, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, who escaped without injury.
It's not a good thing, and we are really, really devastated that this could happen. But at the same time, I pray that people should be calm and let's actually assess the situation. Let's see the casualties that we have, and then be rest assured on the part of government, we'll do everything possible to make sure that this will never happen again in this state.
That's the latest world news from VOA.